How often do you write poetry?
I try and write every day. Whether or not it's exactly poetry, it depends. But I try to write at least something every day. Probably something once a week turns out to be a poem.
Do you sit down at a specific time, at a specific place to write, or you have something come into your head and write it down?
Something usually comes into my head and I write it down. Usually I'm pretty good with my phone. If I'm walking around somewhere and something pops into my head or something sounds really cool, I'll write it down in my notes. And then later, usually around the evening time, I'll sit down and kind of play with the idea a little bit or play with sounds and kind of riff off of it a little bit until it turns into something.
How many written actual poems would you say you have sitting and waiting for you to make a book or something?
I probably have 15 of the finished products, but I have stacks upon stacks and notebooks on fragments or almost done pieces that I've been kind of setting aside that I can come back and edit and get ready for publication.
Do you want to eventually teach with your eventual PhD?
Absolutely. I would love to teach both writing and literature. I think those two things are closely tied together.
What poem have you brought with you this time?
This poem is called The Way She Plays, and it's a musical poem. So,
what do you mean by musical?
It talks about the ukulele and the sound that a ukulele makes. And it started off with this, it's called an American sentence, which is a 17-syllable sentence. And then it riffs off of the sounds, and then it kind of plays with this idea of sound waves and frequency and how music ties into, you know, science and math sometimes and physics. And it's a crazy poem, but it's musical in a way.
Let's hear it.
All right. The Way She Plays. Ramona plays her ukulele in an antique electric chair. Nylon vibrates under cool hands like lightning strumming keys on kites, like finger-picking sonofusion, like palms on plasma lamps, like electric. Ukulele, ukulele, thick and cottony in the throat like yucca, booming into the soundbox of the sky. Ukulele, ukulele, Leilani, Luna, luminous, electric eel, Lani Kai kilowatts underwater like blow dryers in a bathtub. Bubbling tides waxing and waning. Lani Kai, undercurrent, wave current, wavelength. Lambda equals velocity over frequency. Amplitudes and oscillating acoustics. Humming over humps and plucked into atmospheric electrostatic discharge. Fluid ukulele. Of hands. Of islands. Of mahogany. Mahalo. Hula hula dancing, medulla oblongata of breathing and blood pressure, ebbing and flowing, of lobes, of stems, of auditory cortices, of charged neurons, electric.
Where did that idea come from?
It was an assignment for a poetry class that I took at FGCU, and he said, choose the most absurd sentence that you could think of that's 17 syllables. And I was sitting in my living room, and I had just gotten a ukulele. So I had that on the mind, and I just came up with a sentence and then just kind of started riffing off of sounds. One of my roommates at the time was a science major, so we were talking about physics and science and all these things, and it just kind of all came together.
That was my next question, if you actually had a ukulele.
Yes, I do.
And you play it?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Allison Cerise is a graduate English Lit student at FGCU. Amy Tardiff, WGCU News.